For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons' proposed merger is in the hands of the Federal Trade Commission. The chains say they want to better compete with Walmart and Costco, and they say improve access to affordable food. But consolidation sometimes brings higher prices, says Aaron Johnson with the Rural Advancement Foundation International USA, and drives more independent grocers out of business, making it harder for smaller operations to get their products in the stores.
When these grocery firms combine into these really, really large companies, a big thing that they do is they really centralize how they source the products that are going onto the shelf. It becomes much more difficult for local and regional producers to get access to that retail shelf space.
Farmer and consumer advocacy groups are urging the FTC to block the $25 billion merger. Johnson says predatory pricing and other tactics used by major players cut out local producers.
All of that has implications on rural economies, on the number of people who can viably start a farm, who can put down roots in rural communities and be a part of those communities, be buying from other businesses.
In South Dakota, a massive December blizzard left those on remote reservations fighting for survival. A 12-year-old boy diagnosed with the flu died after taking a turn for the worse, and first responders were unable to reach his home in time. Democratic State Senator Troy Heinert, a member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe, says their resources are limited for worsening weather conditions.
What we found down here in Rosebud is we had no place to put the snow. There was so much, and it was so deep, and it was so heavy.
The storm cut off roads to the Pine Ridge Reservation, forcing some residents to burn clothing and furniture to stay warm. Heinert is term limited and won't be back for this year's session, but says he'll continue to fight for change. More help is on the way to communities in northern New Mexico, recovering from the largest wildfire in state history. Almost $1.5 billion was approved by Congress as part of last month's appropriations bill. New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich says the 2022 Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon fire destroyed 900 structures in very rural, isolated communities, including settlements and family homesteads dating back centuries.
We're just going to keep working to make sure that all of those communities in places like Mora and Guadalupita and Las Vegas and others can rebuild in a meaningful way, can have clean water, can do the things that they need to do to keep those communities strong.
The blaze began when the U.S. Forest Service lost control of a prescribed burn. The total of federal funds approved in fire relief is almost $4 billion. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.